This is your Paragon News Update for October 29th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. Wind appears to be to blame for a construction worker falling off a bridge in Clinton. According to a report from the Clinton Daily News, the incident occurred at the Route 66 bridge on the east side of the city when the victim fell 20 to 24 feet to the ground. When, while on a temporary walkway, the man was transferring his tethered safety cable from a support post to another. During that transfer, a gust of wind hit the man, causing him to fall off that walkway. Emergency personnel with the Clinton Fire Department, Signer EMS, and Clinton Police Department responded to the scene where officials treated the man for a leg injury. The victim was eventually transported to an Oklahoma City hospital. Oklahoma Department of Transportation Public Information Officer James Pauling said the victim was a contractor with Frontier Bridge. Yesterday, meteorologists reported constant wind speeds in the area holding steady at times at around 50 miles per hour, although there were reported wind gusts of 60 miles per hour or more throughout the day. A Saraman is wanted after being charged with child abuse in Beckham County, according to a probable cause affidavit. 26-year-old Kiowa Shane Max Riggs was charged with the felony on October 18th after an investigation revealed that the suspect may have abused his live-in girlfriend's 3-year-old son back in July. The document stated that the woman made contact with authorities about the alleged abuse and that an investigation was conducted by the Beckham County Sheriff's Office. During an interview with the woman, she would tell authorities that she had been living with the suspect since June 4th. She told investigators that Riggs is a registered sex offender and that he made her lie to the Department of Human Services and say that he was the biological father of her son so that it was not a violation of his probation. She would tell authorities that while she was at work, Riggs would stay home and watch the child. She said that one day she noticed black and blue bruises on the child's buttocks and the side of his face being red. When she asked Riggs about the bruises, he would tell her that the child fell on a toy. He would also tell the woman the red mark on the child's face was caused by him falling down on the bed. Later, while speaking with authorities, Riggs would deny abusing the child, relaying the same story of how the injuries occurred to them as well. However, Riggs would admit to violating his probation by living with the child. Authorities would ask Riggs if he would submit to a polygraph test to determine if he was lying about the injuries, which he would agree to. However, Riggs would fail to show up for the test when it was scheduled. Along with the child abuse charge, Riggs was also charged with providing false or misleading registration information. An outstanding warrant for his arrest was issued on October 18th as well. Bond for Riggs was set at $10,000. Early voting begins on Thursday for voters in Beckham County, according to a press release from Beckham County Election Board Secretary Sharon Manning. Voters who will not be able to make it to the polls on Election Day have the option of voting early at the County Election Board. Manning said one does not need to provide any excuse to vote early and that Oklahoma allows early voting for all elections conducted through the State Election Board. She said this is a great option for those who will be out of town on Election Day or for those who simply want to avoid the long lines. Early voting will take place both Thursday and Friday, November 4th and the 5th, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day at the County Election Board office located at the Beckham County Activity Center Fair Barn in Sayre, right there next to the courthouse. Manning reminds voters that if anyone has questions regarding early voting, to contact the Election Board office at 580-928-3314 or to email them at beckhamcounty@elections.ok.gov. Elections coming up include residents in the city of Eric voting on the PSO franchise agreement and qualified registered voters residing in the Mangum School District voting on a career tech agreement. In state news, a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy shot. Oklahoma News Network's Margo Moreno has that.
Dozens of law enforcement officers have swarmed a location near Bethel Acres in Pottawatomie County looking for a suspect who allegedly shot a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy this morning. The deputy was shot multiple times and was taken to OU Medical Center in Oklahoma City. Highway Patrol Trooper Eric Foster says officers have a large perimeter in place.
You know, we don't necessarily know what type of person we're dealing with. We don't know what type of armament he has, if he has any at all. We don't know any of that. There's just so much we don't know, and so it's safer to push out and then and then to kind of move in.
The suspect has been identified as 27-year-old Braden Chesser. He is described as a white male, 5'10 and 185 pounds. The deputy was responding to a domestic-related call when shots were fired and he was wounded. I'm Margo Moreno.
Recapping our top story, high winds to blame for a construction worker's fall off of a Clinton bridge. Once again, your Paragon News update for October 29th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's in thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20-30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. People that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. You know, a 30-minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.